Okay, we learned today Daf Samach Gimel, Amid Aleph, last word on the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Beis, Gufa, Omar, Rabbi Ami, Zibach, Vikiter, Venisech, Vehelemechot, Ein Chayv Elach. So the person is all three in one shot. Person has three different Averos. He makes a sacrifice and he brings Mak to Keteris and he pours wine in one state of forgetfulness. In other words, the person does not know that Avodah Zarah is Aser. It's only chayv one korban. It's only chayv to bring one korban. You're not chayv to bring three korbanos for doing three different actions. What's the makor? Why only chayv one korban? It says in the pasuk, do not worship idols. It says in one generic encompassing term, which includes all forms of worship, which includes everything in one shot, and there's one prohibition to teach you the only chayav one carbon for all different forms of service. It's in Belashon Rabim, it includes everything, there's one prohibition, and that teaches us there's only going to be one carbon vita. Hakosuf asa'on kulon avoid achas, the pasuk has made them all into one avoida. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Hoch, the Bible says this, Rabbi says, Shalosh Hashtachvis, Abavadazar Lama. It says in the parish of the Zar, three times word Hashtachava, three times, and from that we derive that the person is going to be Chayiv, Achas Lechadarka, if it's the Derech to worship the Avadazar by bowing down, Yechayiv, Viachas Shaloi Kedarka, if you have an idol, and the way you worship God is by throwing stones or by being poyer atzmai, and the person bows down to it, he's chayiv, because it's an exception to the rule. Bowing down automatically chayiv, no matter what the matzav is. The achas, the third reason why it says hishtachva lechalek, to teach you the repetition the third time, that a person is chayiv every single avodah separate. The person, he bows down and he brings a sacrifice and he brings ketores and he brings yayin. He's chayiv four separate korbanos. Right. So therefore, what do we see? We see clear astir Abaya holds explicitly Yechayva kol achas v'achas, and yet it was Abaya who told us the reason for Rabbi Ami is because it says lois of them only chayiv one. So there could not be a better stira between these two statements. And the Gemara says, "L'dvarav Rabbi Ami kamar v'leil lo sfiulei." Abaya himself personally holds Yechayiv three or four l'chalek because the word is shtachava, repetition. When he mentioned before lo sa'avdim is teaching me the word lo sa'avdim is teaching me that you're going to be chayiv one for doing many averos, he was coming to explain the lomdis of Rabbi Ami. He was playing devil's advocate. According to you, let me explain to you your lomdis. But I personally disagree. I hold that it is incorrect. I have a different drasha. So therefore, it's not a kasha. It's very common to grow. We have over here the godless of Gedolei Yisrael is. Not only do they able to appreciate someone else's opinion, they're even able to support them and explain to them the lamdis to bring mekoyos and halacha why they are correct. That is the true God. God will be Yisrael. It's a very good lesson for every Rosh Hashanah. Not only do you appreciate someone else, you can even find the makor in the Torah why they're right. You don't understand. You don't appreciate. But true godless with gedolei Yisrael. Kol yomai godal to bnei chachamim. Vayta. Gufa, Omar. Right, Gufa, Omar. Abaye, Shalosh Shtachavos Avodah Zarah. Lama, why does it say three times Shtachavos Avodah Zarah? Achas lichedarka, viachas shaloi kedarka, viachas lichalik. Exactly what we just said before. Frag the Gemara lichedarka. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that if a person bows down to an Avodah Zarah, it's kederech v'yichayev. That's me'echo ya'avdu ha'goyim o'ila nafka. It says in the pasuk, how do the non-Jews worship these idols? So that the way they worship these idols is by bowing down. It's the pasha v'moid. That if this is derech avodos, so that's why you're going to be chayif. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, you know, here a little tree, the words of the Gemara. Ella achas kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. That's a term. What does it mean? What do you mean kedarka v'shaloi kedarka? It means that in the instruction manual, that's what Rashi explains. In the instruction manual, it says, the way you serve this idol is by hugging it. Give it a hug. That's the way you serve this out. Nowhere does it say in the instruction manual to bow down. It doesn't say that. But what is the essence of hugging? Giving kavod. So bowing down is no different. Therefore, mitzad echad it's kedarka, because it is the essence of what you do to this idol. You give it kavod. But it's not exactly kedarka, because that's not what it says you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hug, not bow down. So therefore, the chiddush is, even though that is kedarka v'shloi kedarka, you're going to be chayv because of what hishtachav. We did not have this pasuk of a word of hishtachava. We would not know that you would be chayiv for kedarka v'shloi kedarka. We would be under the impression echos sa'avdu. The only time you chayiv is when you do exactly what you're told to do. But if it's not exactly what you're told to, even though it's very close, you're going to be potter. That is why we need a word hishtachava to expand the scope even if it's not exactly what you're supposed to do, but if it's close enough, you're going to be chayef. The second reference is where shaloi kedarka, the way you serve this idol is by throwing stones, and you come along now and you bow down. Gezeres hakosav, bowing down, even though bowing down is mamish, shaloi kedarka is going to be chayef. And the achas, the one is lechalik is milcha. That's where it's maskana. So there is maskana here. This the more introduced a new yisod called kedarka v'shaloi kedarka, a whole new term in the concept of avodah zarah. Vayitin l'gmanu gmahamakal ulav be'elohai. A person says to an idol, says in the Mishnah, "You are my God, Eliata. You are my God." So the person is chayiv misa just for uttering those words. Or ha'im eloi yimakal be'eloha. For example, how are you makal be'eloha? It's for example when you say ha'im eloi Eli ata, you are my God. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rabua, Amar Af. Kevon shamar eloi Eli ata chayiv. Once you say Eli ata, just you say those words, you chayiv l'mai. What are you chayiv? What exactly you chayiv? What exactly is the chiddush? E liketala. What are you, Rav Nachman, Omar, Rabba, Baravua, Omar Rav, coming to teach us that we do not already know? Rav is saying this statement, which obviously Rav is not a Tana, so we have a Mishnah. What is Rav coming to teach you that we do not already know? If you go to Lugtala, Yechayv Misa, Mas Nisni, that's the Mishnah. Explicitly, the Mishnah person says to the Mazara, Eliat Yechayv Misa, Ela Likarbon. What he means to say is a person does not know. The Chiddush is, I did not know that saying this is forbidden. I thought that you're allowed to say this. I didn't know, no one ever taught me you're not allowed to do this, and I did it. So then the person's a shoygeg, he's chayiv to bring a korban chatas. Frag the Gemara, really? You're chayiv to bring a korban chatas, to bring an animal, even when you do an anira? Bishlema misa, death. Okay, that's a gzeres hakosef. But to bring a korban, korbanos have their own set of rules. Korbanos you only bring when you do a maisa. A dibur is never enough b'chol hatarakul to be chayef to bring a korban. So therefore, how then can you possibly say that we're searching for an explanation for a Rav statement? It cannot be the Rav is teaching me a chayef misa because that's a Mishnah. So Rav is teaching me a korban, but that's not true. The halach is wrong. It is incorrect because you're not chayef korban to do a maisa. There is no maisa. Fact, I feel the rabbanon. The time the Rabbanan said, the Chum hold in the Chayv El Adav Sheish by Maisa. When it comes to this, you have to do Zibuch, you have to bring a sacrifice, or Kita bring Gitaris, or Venitcho Yayin, or Vishtachava. The Amr Eshlakish man to know Hishtachav. Now, bowing down, the Morris thing of every Chiddush. Bowing down to an avoid the Morris thing, that awesome Chiddush is not called a Maisa. That's not a Maisa. Bowing down is insignificant. What are you doing? You're bending your knees? Bending your knees, the Gemara's machadesh, is not considered to be a maisa. Maisa must be when you make a shinui. I take an animal and I kill it. I take ketores and I burn it. I take yayin and I pour it. The wine is down the drain, mamish. So you're doing a maisa. But just bowing your legs, bowing down, that's not called a maisa. That is considered to be an insignificant action. So therefore, you potter from a karbon. So therefore, remember shlokeshman tan hishtachava. But here it is in the price a person bows down to another zar b'shoyis chayiv misa chayiv a karbon. Oh, but there is no maisa in the klam that's Rabbi Akiva. He that follows the shita of Rabbi Akiva. The amar loy beinan maisa. You don't need a maisa when it comes to being a karbon. Mechlal the rabbanan sari being a maisa in the maisa. So therefore, the world over here is in kasha. We have a right to assume that the Mishnah is following this statement of Rav. Rav is following the Shita of the Rabbanon. Rav is the Rav, and the Rabbanon is the majority opinion, and when Rav makes a statement, we have the right to assume that Rav is following in the ways of the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold that a carbon requires a Maisa, and Mimela, if a person does it b'shoigeg, he has not done a Maisa with regard to Hishtachava, or with regard to Eliata, and you should be potter. And yet you're telling me that's exactly what Rav is teaching me. The Rav says that you're going to be chayav a carbon. How could that possibly be? And for the Gemara, it says, in Echanami, half of a fella, Rav is saying his halach in the sheet of a das yochid of Rabbi Akiva. How do you like that? How do you like that? He's going to Rabbi Akiva. Ke'or zulat tzadik l'lishleif simcha. Rabbi Akiva, pshitas, pasha, of course he's mechav. That's what's the chiddush then. The Gemara's hainu megadev. Rabbi Akiva is another chiddush. And a person says, I didn't know that you're not going to be megadev. So it's another machlekes. A person says, I didn't know that birchas Hashem is also. So bishav, you do b'meizid, chayv misa, it's a pasha, chayv skil. A person's megadev is chayv skil b'meizid. But what happens if a person is megadev b'shoigeg? Is he chayv a korban? So Rabbi Akiva says, yes. Why? Rabbi Kiva holds that you chayiv a carbon for a dibur. even though when you Megadef, there is no Maisa. There is no Maisa, just lip service. Rabbi Kiva holds you're going to be Chayef. So therefore, just you're going to be Chayef, with regard to Megadef, so you're going to be Chayef when it comes to Eliata. When you say to the Zara, you go to the Avodah Zara and you say Eliata. Mahu, the same the Gemara says, Adka, like Mechay Rabbi Kiva, a Karbonella Megadef. The Chsidei Chorus. Oh, Lam Shechilik. By Megadef, it says that a person does it, Bemezid. He's v'nichrisa, he's chayiv kareis. If there's witnesses, the hashoy is chayiv misa. So since the Torah explicitly said it's going to be chayiv kareis, so mamela we now can trigger the halacha when you do b'shoyge, you're going to be chayiv a karbon, because this is a mordekai yisoid, that karbon, the chayiv karbon, is directly related to a chayiv kareis. If it's not going to be chayiv kareis, it's no chayiv karbon. So since the Torah explicitly said it's going to be kareis, mamela we understand why. It's going to be chayiv karbon chatos, when you do b'shoyge. And even though it's only not Mira, so but when it comes, Aval Hach, when it comes over here, refers to what? Over here refers to Aval Hach. When it comes to what? When it comes to Eliata, where the Torah does not explicitly say, there's nowhere in the Torah where the Torah says that if a person says to the Zara, Eliata, b'meizi yichayiv kares, doesn't say it. It doesn't even say Beferish Chiv Misa, I'm not even sure it even says that. So since it does not say Kore, so therefore we argue that if a person does it Beshei, it's going to be possible Karban. Aval Hoch Dloik Sivei Kores Emoloi. That is why Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddish of Rabbi Akiva, of Rav, in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, even though it does not say Kores Benezid with regard to a case of Eliata, when a person does the b'shoigeg, he's still chayevei karban. The itakushe, itakush, all different forms of Avodah Zarah compared to one to another, the chsiv, vayishtachavu lo, vayizbuchu lo, vayoyru. With regard to the eagle, it says in the passage, there are three things. They said them when they bow down. Number two, they offered sacrifices. Number three, they spoke to the idol, to the eagle Azav, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. So since in this one pasuk all three things are compared one to another, even though it does not say anywhere explicitly in the Torah that is a chiyuv kares for b'mezid for saying Eliata, but being that it's compared to bowing down, compared to worshipping sacrifice, offering sacrifice, and those things are chiyuv kares, memela, it's whatever laws apply to the those things will apply to the case of Eliata, and that's why there's going to be chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos when it's done b'shoigeg. This is clear.
Clear.
Good, yeah, sure? It's not
sure,
as
clear. Sure, it's probably sure.
You sure it's clear?
Sure.
Weiter. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, we make him to a chassid soon. We make him to a shul chassid.
Mitzvah.
Weiter. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Vnu Gemara, Il Mole Vav. Now we start a long story of Agadat Gemara. I didn't make this Gadat, but it's Agadat Gemara here.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Why Baruch Hashem?
Baruch Hashem.
Why you learn halacha? Every word of Torah.
Beautiful,
people of Torah. Right. This is very important. You said my place over here is Christianity. It's Christianity of Avodah Zarah. Question. This is the Makar of the Sugya. What is Christianity? Trinity.
Right.
There are three partners. There's Ribbono Shalom and there's also a human being.
Shito.
And it's a Shito. So is that called halacha of the Zohar? Rambam pass. I think it's not. It's not Avodah Zarah. If I'm not mistaken, other Rishonim hold it is Avodah Zarah. So here's Rambam Shlomo Makar. Klal Yisrael, they said to the eagle. It said by the eagle, Asher Helucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Where's the pasuk? We have here the pasuk over here. There's no pasuk. The pasuk goes Asher Helucha. Okay, Asher Helucha. They said that this is the God which Helucha, which took you out of Egypt. Helucha is written b'lashon rabim, with a vav. Does not say he loacha. It should have said he loacha an aleph. Put an aleph. I think it means it should be an aleph instead of a vav.
It's with an ayin. It says here on the side.
Where's on the side? An ayin. Sign on the side.
On the Torah or Hashem.
Okay. Which letter? Which letter I have? Which letter? Yeah, got it. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. Saru Maher. Hashem said to Moshe, your people have they gone astray quickly. Nadech Hashem Tzivisim Asulam Egal Masicha. Vayishtach V'loi V'yizbuchu Loi Vayomru Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, now there's a vav between the lamed and the chaf. The vav that indicates that that Klal Yisrael said that this is the God. This is one of many gods that took them out of Egypt. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he also helped us, but he was not alone. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Shituf. There was another God which participated in this process. If the Pasuk would have said, if the Pasuk would have said in the singular, Asher he locha, I don't know grammar.
Without the vav.
Without the vav, and you have to rearrange the word. I think you have to have an aleph there. You have to rearrange the word and make the word a different word. You know, this is the God that owned, this is the only God that took the Jews out of Egypt. To mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam had no part in this. That would be pure Avodah Zarah. The fact that they said, Asher he'alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'loshen rabim, indicates that they said that this God was not the only God that took us out of Egypt. This God took us out of Egypt together with another God. Who was the other God? The Ribbono Shel Olam. So this was Shituf. So therefore, because it was only Shituf, that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not so angry. And Hashem did not destroy Klal Yisrael. Had Klal Yisrael went and they would have said that this was the only God and completely rejected the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Hashem's anger would have been so great, Moshe could not have been able to achieve Selicha u'mechila on behalf of Klal Yisrael. This is an amazing story. I've heard this come up before. They don't teach this to you in Shiva Ketana. That's what it says. Ketanoi. One more time, that's a euphemism. Kilaya, utter destruction. What does Rashi say? Is there a good Rashi over here? Rashi, look at the Rashi. Vav shebelucha, the whole loy kafu ba'akadosh b'chol gamrei. Sherei shitfuhu b'davar acher shituf. Okay, so that's, in other words, kitana. That's not so simple. That's not so simple. Why not? Because Achirim Oimim, they disagree. Who's Achirim Meir? He holds Lmolei Vav Shebelucha Nischayvu Snim Shal Yisrael Kiloya. If not for the Vav of Shebelucha, they would. That's talking. No, exactly the same. No, Achirim is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. However, here's the point of disagreement. Amar Rabbi Shimon Yochai Rashbi. Rashbi disagrees. There's no difference. It doesn't make any difference. Shituf is exactly the same thing as full-fledged Avodah Zarah. There's absolutely no difference. If Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're telling me that Kadosh Baruch Hu would have been angry. If Klal Yisrael would have worshipped an idol alone without Hashem, then Hashem would be just as angry for Klal Yisrael to say that there was Shituf. Think about it. In certain respects, Shituf is even worse. It's even worse than pure Avodah Zarah. Pure Avodah Zarah is so you're just temporarily ignoring the reality. But when you're saying Shituf, it's this much, you're poisoning your mind. I think we have a problem more with Shituf than we have a problem with Avodah Zarah. No? Because yeah, of course everybody in Shalom. But there's also Hestapanim. There's more of an Nisayon, I think, there. But in the case over here, Rashbi holds there is absolutely no chilik between Avodah Zarah Mamish and Shituf. Memela. The fact that Moshe was able to achieve kapara shows that Moshe was able to accomplish the impossible even in a situation of full-fledged Avodah Zarah. Oh, so what then is the Vav there for? It means that Klal Yisrael did not worship only one Avodah Zarah. They worshipped many Avodah Zarahs. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush over here is, Elamatam Olam Asher Helucha She'ivuy Elohois Harbei. They worshipped multiple idols. Okay, so this is Merdek Yisoid. Exactly what exactly was the Avodah Zarah? You learn in Merdek Yisoid. It's very important for Aseres Mei Tshuva because in Yom Kippurim is Vayomer Hashem Salach Levarecha. This is the kapara for the Chet Eigel. Memele, what was the Chet? Was the Chet Ivui Elohois Rabbis or was the Chet of Shituf? Very interesting you said. And obviously you see over here the roots of the machlokes from the Rambam, the Rishonim, is Shita Vasar, because according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Acharim, you see that it's not as bad. You see there's room for leniency with regard to Shita relative to pure Avodah Zarah, whereas according to Rashbi, it does not make any difference. So you see over here, by the way, the roots of the machlokes, Rishonim, Alecha Lamaisa, how to deal with a religion that involves within it Shituf. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good Yisoid to learn of this, because it's a very important Yisoid. Vaita. Now we go to a new sugya. Aval hamagafef, v'hamana sheik, v'hamachabein, v'hamarabeitz. The person goes and he hugs, he kisses, he sweeps, or v'hamarabeitz, he settles the dust, or he clothes, or puts on shoes on the Avodah Zarah. It sounds like a Barbie doll. doesn't it to you? Ki asr of dimi amar belasa al kulam like all these things. The person gets malchus chutz me anoyde b'shmei b'makayim shon. We also learn the mission another thing. The person is noyder. He makes a vow or he makes a shvua. If he makes a vow or a shvua that this avodah zara in the name of the avodah zara, this should be asr to me if I violate my condition of v'chulu v'chulu. We swear in the name of the avodah zara. So the halacha here is yed malchus. All of these things for hugging, kissing, and dressing, all of these things is malchus. But if a person makes a neder or a person makes a shvua, he's potter for malchus. Why not? Obviously, it's a lav she'ein boi maisa dibur. Okay, this all this sugya you learned many times. Dibur is weak. Weak. It's a lav she'ein boi maisa. Maishna hanoyder b'shmoy memekayim b'shmoy d'lod lokim b'shmoy d'havilei lav she'ein boi maisa. Hanifek the Gemara. If he wants, you're looking for leniencies with regard to kissing and hugging and what else do we say? Sweeping the floor, settling the dust. It also should be what's called a lav shebechlolos. Now, what does that mean? There's a lav, and when you learn many halachos from one single pasuk, that weakens the toikif of the lav to the point where you cannot get malchus. You understand that concept? You have a pasuk, and the pasuk says, do not do something. And we learn use this pasuk for the source of multiple halachas that automatically dilutes the toikif of the prohibition to the point where if you do violate what the pasuk says, you will not receive lashes. Falling asleep.
No.
Don't fall asleep on me. Who am I going to talk to? Mr. Blocky, with me?
Yeah.
What happens if you fall asleep?
Don't worry. Don't worry. Somebody will be up and listening to you.
No one's going to be up listening.
Well, let's go further.
It's on tape.
Testing.
There's no one listening to this thing. No one.
It's also sleeping,
that's right.
Hello.
I have to bring buckets of cold water to put your feet in.
Good idea.
It's a good idea. I think it's a very good idea. I think it's
Gatorade. Get some Gatorade.
It's a good thing. We should know, but no, Gatorade's not going to work. Buckets of water. Put in some pictures. Put in the newspaper. It'll be sensational. Put in all the newspapers to show Arya Roth sitting in the shoe with his feet in buckets of water. It'll be sensational. The here is the sugya, beautiful sugya of an example of what it means a lav shebechlolos. How do you know the basic halacha of aver min hachai? Great classic halacha. It says tamalem lo sechol adam. Don't eat aladam, which simply means don't eat when the animal is alive. The animal, the blood is circulating in the body. It's more of a metaphor. It's more of a metaphor. Don't eat when the animal's blood is still bubbling inside of its body. Okay, that's one halacha. Halacha number two. Davar acher, lo yisoichlu aladam. We learn lo yisoichlu basav adayin dam b'mizrak. This is a lof of korbanos. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar of the Kodshim, Kodashim, which even the Kodshim Kalim, the Baalim, until Zrika Sadam. If they eat from the meat before Zrika Sadam, it is a violation of Le Soichlu Al Hadam. This indeed was the chait of Chofni Upinchas. They took the meat before the Kohanim did the Zrika. You're not allowed to eat from the meat until the Zrikas Hadam was done. Halacha number three. Rabbi Doi Semer, Minayin She'in Mavrin Al Haruge Bezdin. The family, there's a person that was killed by Bezdin, Misas Bezdin, and the family is coming back, the Avelim, coming back from the Misa. They're Avelim. Can you imagine that? They have to sit Shiva. So do they give them a Sudas Havra? No. A Sudas Havra is not served to a person that is killed. How you know that? Shtam Loimar, Haloi Soichlu Al Hadam. Do not eat, which means to the Savra, when a person is put to death. Halacha number four, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Minayin Lisanhedrin, Shaharigu Asa Nefesh, the day that they killed the person, Shein Tayamim Kolom Kol Ois Hayom, the day, even I think it's Shaharigu the past, it's even the rest of the remainder of the day, I think it's even the remainder of the day, it's what it sounds like, if I'm not mistaken. Even the remainder of the day, you're not the Bezdin that kills the person, they have to fast the entire day. How do you know that? Tamlim lo soch adam. Isn't that amazing halacha? The dynasty knows that if we go past Chayes Chay Misa, that's it. There's no lunch, there's no supper. We got to wait until 8 o'clock at night to eat something because today is the day we're killing a person. Lo soichlu, do not kill adam. So we learn four halachas. Halacha number five. Amar Rebbe Yochanan Ashar Leben Sarah Meirah Minan Haino Leben Sarah, 13-year-old boy. A 13-year-old boy, where was he warned? How can you kill this innocent little boy for stealing from his parents a couple of bucks to buy some meat and some yayin. How? Where's the ashara? Where was he warned? The warning was, the pasuk is telling the ben sefer, do not eat something which will lead to your death. Do not steal money from your parents to purchase meat and wine, which will lead to your death. So that is the ashara. So therefore, what have we done? What have we done over here? We have taken this one pasuk and we have derived 5 halachas. Is it not amazing? Show me a parallel to this somewhere in Shas. 5 halachas from one prohibition.
How can we do that if it says if you can't use the same pasuk more than one?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know all the column. I don't know.
That particular one always bothered me.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. But the point over here is we have over here one pasuk. We're doing on 5 halachas, and this what the Gemara calls a lav shebichlalas a leisasei, which we learn one. We learn a klal, many halachas. And what is the rule of the Gemara? V'amar Rabbi Avin Bar Chiya, V'tem Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, Al Kulam Einay Leike Mishum Dehavilei Lav Shebechlalais. All of these prohibitions, one does not receive Malkais because a Lav Shebechlalais, there is no Malkais. Saying Eben Achai, there's no Malkais. What we're saying over here, Eben Achai, Kehanim, Eli, Kofli, Pinchas. All these examples, there's no Chiy Malkais. Even the Ben Saramira, he's not going to get Malkais for eating. He'll get killed. But he's not going to get Malkais. Why? Because Lav Shebechlalais. So therefore, what's the Gemara's kasha? Going back to the sugya before, the Gemara kasha over here, was when it comes to avodah zarah. Okay, so it comes to avodah zarah. It says that when it comes to noider bishmoy and makayim bishmoy, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get that you don't get malchus because that's a lav shem ma'isa. But when it comes to megafef menashek mechabed hamarbeitz. Manil, shoes, and malbish. So what is the halacha? What did you teach me? You're going to get malchus. Why are you going to get malchus? All of those things are nichlal in ilav shebichlolos. Echo yavdu hagoyim ho'ele. How do they serve their idols? It's also nichlal in ilav shebichlolos. Or it's nichlal in the word hashtachava. Take your choice. Either it's nichlal in the pasuk of Echo Yavdu or the word Hashtachava. So Mimela, it's also Lav Shebechlolis, and a Lav Shebechlolis, there is no Malkis. So we have a Kasha. You taught me that you're going to get Malkis for all of these things, and the only one that you're not going to get Malkis for is Noider and Mashpia Mekayim, because that's a Lav Shebechlolis, but a Lav Shebechlolis, but why do you get Malkis for the other things? All of the other things are from the category of a Lav Shebechlolis. So the Gemara says, you are correct. There is a mistake. There is an error here in the sugya. Elo kiyasa ravin amar loza al kulam ena leika pumfakert. Yitaka nachna get malchus. Yitaka malchus. Why? The only one that you will get malchus for is noider and mekayim. Oh, but it's a lav shem ma'isa. And achnami, this tana that says you get malchus for a lav she'ein boi ma'isa. But everything else, yitaka get malchus because a lav shem cholas. And achnami, where it says elo kiyasa ravin amar loza al kulam ena leika. We're following Shita Shavidu Holzi Gilak Slash Meister, the Hendler Meister, Lusudim and Baker, Moss in the car. Do not eat Neusser. Do not leave over. What happens if you leave over meat? Are you going to be Chayef? If you're eating chayiv, so it says, "Bar kos liten asechal." No, you're not chayiv. Why? So what's the Tanakh Kama say? Why are you going to be potter if you leave over kadosh and pierce this man? Because it's a lav hanitik liasei. What do you do with it if you leave it over? You burn it. But mimela a lav hanitik liasei ain't like in the lav. Why do I need to come on to the asei? I'm not going to be chayiv malchus because it's passive. It's a lav shein bei ma'isa. The fact that this Tana says that we need to come on to the assay to pata you from Malkus indicates that being a lav shein bei ma'isa would not be enough. You would still be chayav Malkus. Avaraya, Tanya lo simin arbeke, barkos li nasei achar, loy sasei, loy mar, to tell you, shein loikin a lav. Did Rabbi Huda. That's the reason why, because I'm neither. Rabbi Yerakov, I'm loy min ha-shein yuza. That is not the reason. I'm shein avi loy ha-av li lav shein bei ma'isa. So the fact that it's only Rabbi Yaakov that comes on to Lav Shem B'Maisa, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only because of Lav Nivlasei, Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzava, Loitam, Digamalkas, Digamalkas for Lav, Yigalak, Shem B'Maisa. Good. So that's the Mar's Maskana. We learned the sugya of Lav Shem Echlos, the sugya Machloikis, Machloikis, and the sugya of Lav Shem Emaisa. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, we have examples of Lav Shem Echlos, we have examples of Lav Shem Emaisa. The Mele, Lav Shem Emaisa, Machloikis, Lav Shem Echlos, and Lekul Yalma, you're going to be part of those types of Yerachim Malkis. First is Nachem Malkus of these things. Vayit in the Gemara Noyder B'Shmoi Nusuya. We learned that Noyder B'Shmoi Mekayim B'Shmoi Harayz B'Leisus Gives B'Leisus Sayin. We just learned now you can get Malkus if you hold Lav Shemayis Lagim Lav. What's the source? How do you know this? What's the Asher? What's the Anish? How do you know this? Hanoyder B'Shmoi Mekayim B'Shmoi Minolon. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Mekayim Malkus. The Tanya Shem the Pasuk with Shem the name Elohim. Achirim lo saskiu, you shall not mention. What does that mean? Do not tell your friend, meet me by the church. Meet me by church, so-and-so. Shalo yom adam l'chaveo shemar li b'tzad avodah zar plainis. I want you to meet by avodah zar plainis. I want you to meet me by so by this avodah zar. So you by saying the avodah zar, so even though you're not using the avodah zar, you're not worshipping the avodah zar, you're just using the avodah zar as a location, a GPS coordinate. You're not mamish worshipping the avodah zar. That is also a violation of B'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Yisazkiru Lo Yishma Picho. What does that mean? That's Pasuk teaching you. Shal Yidu B'shmoy Lo Yikayim B'shmoy. That's a new drasha. It should not be heard. So the Gemara darshins Lo Yishma Al Picho. And you should not make a vow in the name of the Zara. And you should not swear in the name of the Zara. For Lo Yigoyim Lo Achirim Shal Yidu B'shmoy V'Yikayim B'shmoy. You should not cause others to make vows and to make sure it's in its name. In other words, do not be a partner. Gemara is going to explain, do not be a partner with a non-Jew, because if you're partner with a non-Jew, he's going to make an oath when there's a dispute in the business, and he will make the oath in the name of his avodah zarah. Who did this? Who was the first one to do this? Lavan. Lavan, they put up a gal, Eid HaGal HaZeh, so Lavan went, he made a shul in his avodah zarah, and Yaakov said, Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak, so therefore he was the first one that engaged in this activity of having avodah zarah. In fact, I think once heard a Jewish, that Yaakov, by making this arrangement with him, was guilty to some degree of this, of was causing Lavan, he was causing Lavan to swear in the name of avodah zarah. That's exactly what Lavan wanted. Exactly the crooked kind of love and wonder Yaakov and Nichshon the Halacha Lo Yisaskiu Shemachem Lo Yisaskiu Shemachem Al Yadcha Hagufa. Exactly that was mamish, the trickery, the aramos of love, and oh, you are a partner, you be partners with me. The Mele will get into a fight, and I'll swear in the name of my avodah zarah. Oh, and then you Yaakov will be guilty of what it says in the Zechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel on the base. Erev Hashanah, you're going to be guilty of this. It'll be a kidroik. That's exactly what he wanted. You see that? Vaita. Dabar Acher. Meres in the drasha, lo yishom al picha, asal lo meis in the drasha, lo yishom al picha, yisun asal for a meis and a madiach. What is the chilik between a meisis and a madiach? A meisis is you lead astray one person. A madiach is you lead astray an entire city. An entire kihila. So therefore, the pasuk of yours teaching, the lo yishom al picha, it should not be heard. It should not be the cause of someone going astray, not an individual and not a city. Flak the gemara meisis behenya ksibe. It says befeish behenya. It says v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirau. The whole klal Yisrael should be afraid. And in case of a meisis is one person, and for the Gemara you write El Asar LeMadiach. In this pasuk comes from a meisis for Madiach, which means for an entire community. If you lead the entire community, you're going to be guilty. Vayta v'lo yigoyim al acherim sheyidu b'shmoi. You should not cause others to make a vow in the name of Zarah. Shekayim b'shmoi. Masay le'avud shmuel de'avud shmuel. Osur. Le'adam she'yaseh shutafus im ha'goy. You're not allowed to be a partner with a guy. Why not? Shema yischayiv lo shavua v'chayiv ha'shavua v'nishba ba'avodah zarah shaloi v'atayra amra ki lo yisham al picha. Do we pass like this halacha? Are you zgim? We do. Stay in my money. Ma'ad perakah al halacha shutfim v'halacha yud smag and shtoshon lo yodesim k'mim zayin. So why do we make a b'zman hazeh? How do we answer this? I don't know. How do we do this? How do we do this b'zman hazeh? We have ma'ad b'zman hazeh. Teretz is b'zman hazeh, the goyim don't really worship avodah zarah anymore.
the Goyim, they don't worship the Zohar. It's minigav sin biyodeinu. It's not real the Zohar. Meil, that's why the Zohar says, we're mekel, you can be a shutif with the Eivik Chavim, and we're not afraid of make a shul in the name, because even if he does, he's not really doing it. He's not really making a shul. He doesn't really believe in it. It's just a minigav sin biyodeinu. Good. We see the Rambam is very, because the Rambam, they're swearing the worst day of the Christian. To the Christians, they're swearing the name of Shikov, it's not Adam Abuzara. And with an Arab, it's Allah. Allah is also the Ben Shalom. So it's not today, it wouldn't be a problem, Lachar. I don't know. Okay, right, Migmar. Migmar. Kiyas Ula, Migmar. When Ula arrived, he came to Babel, where did he stay? He went to Motel 6. Motel 6 was called in those days Boss. He resided in Bekal Nevoi. Okay, he went to the Crown Plaza. The Crown Plaza of Kal Nevoi. Kal Nevoi is the name of an idol. Okay, it was named after an idol. Omle Rav, Rav said, Hecha Basmar, where are you residing? Where are you staying? Which hotel? Where is your lodging? Amalei, Bekal Nevoi. I'm staying in the fancy 5-star hotel called Kal Nevoi. Amalei, how are you allowed to go to that hotel? That hotel is the name of the hotel is the name of the Zara of your sinus pasik with shame. Elohim Achirim Loi Saskidu. Amalei, Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan Kalavoi, the Zara Shaksu B'Torah, Mutod Lehaskir Shema. Any Avoi the Zara that's mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to call it by its name. Ah, Vaha Hecha Kisiv. Where does it say the name of Kal Nevoi in the Torah? The Chassid, it says the pasuk. Where is this pasuk? Is Gimel is in Yeshaya.
Oh, I know where.
Yeshaya was making late sonos of the Zara, and of the Zara is going to the bathroom. It's going to the Beis Hakisei. Kora Bell. Bell is bending down to release his waist. Kores Nevoi. Nevoi is squatting in the Beis Hakisei. So you see the word Nevoi is mentioned in Tanakh, Memela. If it's mentioned in Tanakh, that's why you are allowed to. You're allowed to mention it by name. This is the heter why we are allowed to call the days of the week by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What do all these days refer to? All of these days refer to Avodah Zarah. They worship the sun on Sunday. They worship the moon on Monday. On Tuesday, what do they worship? I don't know all these things. All of the days of the week. What? All of the days of the week refer to Avodah Zarah. So how are we allowed to say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when it's a reference to Avodah Zarah? The shame Elohim Acherim Lo Yishma Picha. Because the sun is in the Torah. Okay? Kash Yaitza Shemesh Big Vurasai. The Yerach, the moon is in the Torah. All of the Zayin Koich Veleches, the seven major planets, are in the Torah. In Nela, there is no prohibition for us to mention them by name. Is that good? Is that a good Chiddush? You listening? It's Matana, it's Matana. You listening? Vaita. The Eloi, Fred Marva, the Eloi, Siva Loi. In fact, the Torah did not say the name of the Zara Loi. You're not allowed to say the name of the planets. Oh, but we learn Masiv and Misharshia. Here's the case of a woman. A woman is a Zava. So the halach is in order for a woman to become a Zava Gdaila, to become a carbon, she has to see three Re'ios. Three Re'ios and three Re'ios. Now, well, let's say she sees one Re'iyah that spans the Zman of seeing three Re'iyahs. Ra'ah achas merubah. If she sees one continuously long Re'iyah, it goes on, the blood flows for a very long time, kishalosh, which is equivalent to seeing three Re'iyahs, shehi. And the Gemara says, what is the shi'ur? So the Gemara says the time is the amount of time it takes to walk from the place called Kimigadyoin lishiloi. Okay, these are two locations. The time it takes a child from one location A to location B, that's the time. Shehein, which is shtei tilos, the amount of time it takes to go to the bed, to go into the mikvah. To go into the mikvah twice and to dry yourself off in between. That's shehein shtei tilos, Ushnei siv pugin, to go into the mikvah, to dip in the mikvah, and then to come out and to dry yourself thoroughly, to go into the mikvah again and dry yourself thoroughly. So therefore, this is the amount of time it takes to travel from the place called Gad Yoin to the place called Shiloi. And this, if a woman sees three Riyos, so therefore, the Gemara says that she's Tomei, she's a Zava. This man, I'm a holder, she's a Zava. You don't need to have 3 days. He doesn't hold you need 3 days. This is good enough. So what are we learning? What are we learning incidentally from this Gemara? What do we need for our purpose? There's a place in this world called Mi Gad Yoin, and that is being used as a starting point in your journey to Shiloh, to use as a way to refer to time. How was the town of the Mishnah allowed to refer to this city? This city was named after an idol, and we have learned you only can refer to a city if it's mentioned in the Torah. But if it's not mentioned in the Torah, you're not allowed to mention. Over here, it's not mentioned in the Torah. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Gashva v'harizes of Gamor, Amar Ravina." Now, by this, this is a male. This is a male. I'm sorry, this is Zav. A Zav, not a woman. I made a mistake. A Zav. Why? Because a woman, if I'm not mistaken, has to see the Rios on 3 different days. If I'm not mistaken, there's a difference between a man and a woman. A man can see the Rios in even one day, in one shot. One day, as long as there's a hefsek. A woman, in order to be a Zava Gedoyla, she has to see the Rios on different days. So here it says a Zav Gamor. So Amar Avinu, it says, God Nami Mechtav Ksiv. The answer is no, that God, it's also written in the Torah. The Ksiv, it says, So Archim Lagad Shulchan, those who arrange a table for God. You would arrange an empty seat. An empty seat was arranged in honor of God. Okay? God. That's why you say Bo God. Bo God. God. Why was he called God? Bo Mazal Tov. Bo Mazal Tov. So that was the name of God was the name of God was the name of the Zar. He meant the Zar of Mazal. They worshipped Mazal, whatever that means. And you see here that it's not mentioned in the Torah. Memela, this again becomes an exception, and that is why the Mishnah says when it makes a point of reference in time and it refers to the distance between two different cities, we're able to mention the city by the name of Gad Yoin. Next Gemara, this is a very famous Gemara. Kol Leitzanusa Asira Chutz Mi Leitzanusa De Avodazara. All of Leitzanus is forbidden except for Leitzanus Avodazara, the Sharia. Now, what is going to say very clearly, very big? You said to Allah, my ninth Rabbi Siegfried. He told this to me. I came to Chaim Volun today, and the first person I saw was Rabbi Siegfried, the Shlita. And I said to him, Rebbe, are you davening today? Are you davening for the Yomah today? He says, yes. Yes. I was very happy. And indeed, he davened today. Flawless. Flawless. Chaim Volun here, is he davening? Slichus? Flawless. So when I was in this shir, he taught us there are two words in the Hebrew Bible called Chanifa and Leitzanus. And he said these two words are opposites of one another. The title of Leitzanus is to take a davar choshuv, and to make it into a joke. Chanifa is to take a davar which be'etzim is garbage, which is a joke, and to give it chashivas, say, oh, it's very, very important. Leitzanus is to take a davar choshuv and to make it into ich, it's garnished. Garnished. A late. The malchus of a late to take a person who's an Adam Choshev, a person that's created in the Tselem Elohim, and to make out of him Ashblata. Garnished. Yeah, that's what a late is. You're garnished. And what is a machanef? To take someone that's mamash garnished and say, oh. This is Choshev. This is Choshev. Pedestal. And a pedestal. Oh, this is Choshev. This is Choshev. This is. So it says, Kol Leitzanus Asil Lechutz Mi Leitzanus Davodazar. The Sharia. Because that's exactly what you're supposed to do. People who worship Davodazar, when they worship Davodazar, they're making Choshev. You have to come along and show these people, you're making a Tohos. That's not Choshev, it's garbage. The Chsivit says in the Pasuk, Kora Bel. Bel is Davodazar. He went to the bathroom. He bent down. Kores nevoi squatted. Leitzanus, we were talking about them going to the Mesakit, say there's no greater Leitzanus than this. Karsu, they squatted, Karu, they bent down, Yachlov together. Lo Yachlu, Malet, Masa, they were unable to keep in their waste. They were unable to keep in their burden, and it was discharged prematurely. And that is a great Leitzanus. Another Pasuk, Gizilu Margazizu, Pasuk, Dibru Leeglis Besavin, we know about in the Shemain. We know about the Malchus Yisrael. Yeram ben Nevat, he set up two agolim, and one in Basil, one in Dan. And now when Sancheiriv came to exile the Aseres HaShvatim, Sancheiriv carried away with him the Egele HaZav, they're worth a fortune, made from gold, was worth millions of dollars. So who took it for himself, this Avodah Zarah? Sancheiriv. So it says in the Pasuk, go tell the Egele space Aven, your guru, speak to the calves, and tell them your guru, speak about them. Dibru le egloi space oven. Speak about them. Yogu shechan shoymon. The residents of Shoymon, the capital of the Aseres HaShoymon, they're going to be terrified that Sancheiriv is coming to exile them and take away their avodah zarah. Ki oval olav amoy. The people, the Aseres HaShvatim who worship these calves are going to go into mourning. But the priests, here's the letzonis. But the priests, it's their lucky day. And enough of this nonsense. Enough of this nonsense. But the priests, all of Yagil, they're going to rejoice. Why are they going to rejoice? Al kivaydai ki galam men. They're going to rejoice over their honor that has gone away because they're sick and tired of this nonsense of living a life of make believe. And they want to make the litzonis. Al tikri kivaydai. Don't we cover their honor? El kivaydo. It means the waste, their excrement. What's weighing them down? The waste, this waste. So we're calling over here that Avodah Zarah, we're calling over the Zarah, one big grace, a piece of tzaya. Yeah, we're calling one big piece of tzaya. Vaita. Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidach Seviata, Yosiv Lachadu Asilachem Emasecha. This is the pasuk of the smartphone. Okay, so make believe this is the smartphone. Look what this pasuk says. This mamish, mamish. This pasuk was written, I have no doubt in my mind, for this generation. Amar of Yitzchak, Maidus of Yato, and now Yisivulachato. They continue to sin. Vayasulchem. They make a masecha. No, the bigger model, the smartphone, they should be waterproof. Waterproof. That's the biggest model. The new smartphones, they can one masecha. It's one piece. There's no openings. Masecha is made from one thing, being parts. There's openings, so water can get inside and get damaged. But when it's made from one complete piece, those are gadlos. That's a masecha. Mikaspam. It's made from their money. It just came out. The iPhone 10 costs $1,000, costs plenty of money. It's kisvunam atzabim. Kisvunam means the image of what makes them sad. The whole malchus of a smartphone is pure image. Everything is an image. Everything is rendered into graphics. You can see whatever you want to see. Every button is all you touch. Everything is an image. It's kisvunam. It's according to the image atzabim of Avodah Zarah. The image, every image that you see on this masecha that cost $1,000. You have to pay off a mortgage to pay this off. It's all atzabim. It's all to make you sad. You think it makes you happy? It makes you sad. It's sad. My, what does it mean? Kisvunam atzabim melamed. What does it mean over here? The image atzabim melamed. Shul echav yachad oisad the musli yirasim. Everyone customizes it. They have their own splash screen, and they have their pictures of their children. Everyone takes this thing and they customize it according to their liking. They have the apps. Everyone has apps to make the most, you know, so in the image of what they relate to. Everyone is able to customize. Mamshon says this. That's half a fella to customize it. Umanicha bikisai, and you put it in your pocket. And the shush is like, I won't remember it. You take it out of your bosom, umechabka, and you hug it, umenashka, and you kiss it. You did a study. They watched people. A person checks his smartphone 100 times a day. Half of the fella, Chazal were way ahead. They told you make 100 brachas a day. Mo Hashem lokecha shalom imachim liyira al tikri mo elameya. The Chazal knew that 100 times keeps you connected. You see today people, they did a study, go online, to Google this. Use a smartphone to Google this. That people, they connect with their smartphone 100 times a day. It goes to show that if you really connect with it, taka mo Hashem lokecha mo al tikri mo elameya. Isn't this Gemara is mamish? It's unbelievable, unbelievable. We're sure about this Gemara. It's unbelievable. Okay, right. My, what is the next Gemara? My is going to be in Zevchi Adam Agolim Yishok. What is supposed to mean? Those who sacrifice men, they kiss calves. What does this mean? Zevchi Adam, those who sacrifice human beings, they kiss calves. What does that mean? Oh, Yitzhak. Dere Miami. Show you Gemara, they attend the technique. What is the technique? Show you Gemara, list them a name, Bebali Mamai. What they want, there's a rule. The rule is that the people when you kill a person, the priests inherit his assets.
valid idea. Great business. You bring a human sacrifice, you take a person, so then all of his assets go to the priest. So what do? They took animals, they starved them to death, and they would train them. When you see this picture, they take a picture on their smartphone of a very wealthy person, the Gavir. Take a picture, and then you would take an animal and you would starve it and you would train it that when you come to this picture, you get food. If you come to a different picture, you don't get food. But if you come to this picture, you get food. So they would starve the animal for a day, and then the person himself, the Gavir, they would say, "Oh, why don't you come to the temple? We want to have a nice meal with you." And the Gavir would come to the temple, and the animal would see the Gavir. And the animal was trained that when you see the, and the animal would run to the Gavir. So they would say, "Oh, the animal wants that you should sacrifice yourself to the animal. Animals have a desire. You have to sacrifice your life. You can't say no." They would kill the Gavir, take all his money for themselves.
Oh, shit.